The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Wanted to talk about Insurrection Barbie. You remember the realtor woman, the blonde, thought she was quite pretty, thought she was, Jenna Ryan. Well, she checked herself into prison a little bit early before the holidays. But before she did a little interview with a local NBC affiliate. And we got a little bit of this to report to you, our fair audience. Jenna Ryan, a Texas realtor who sought to parlay her role in the Capitol riot into a career as a right-wing media personality, posted a tweet in March last year that quickly went viral. Sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, a great job, a great future, and I am not going to jail, she wrote. Ryan's braggadocio apparently backfired. She was later sentenced to 60 days in prison by a judge who noted that she had become one of the faces of January 6th. Ryan, 51, reported to prison December 21st. In an interview with NBC News 5 days earlier, she expressed regret for entering the Capitol, but still portrayed herself as a victim. She went so far as to assert the backlash she has received is akin to the experience of the Jews in Germany. Did you catch all that, folks? She's being persecuted like the Jews in Germany. They're making fun of my skin color. They're calling me an insurrection Barbie, she said. Now I giggled my ass off. I found that clever. That's clever. They have no idea who I am as a person, what my beliefs are, what I've been through, who I am. They see me as a one-dimensional caricature. They don't see me as a human. I agree with the characterization, one-dimensional caricature. And so that is the epitome of a scapegoat. Just like they did to the Jews in Germany. Those were scapegoats, and I believe that people who are Caucasian are being turned into evil in front of the media. What? Pressed whether she was comparing the situation to the Holocaust, Ryan said she was reluctant to say more. You know what's so sad, she responded, that I'm afraid to answer your question because I will be attacked for saying that. Yeah, but you feel that way, don't you, Jenna? Insurrectionist Barbie. She said other people have made the same comparison and that she definitely feels she's being persecuted. The vast majority of Capitol defendants have kept low profiles after being swept up in the wave of arrest. Following January 6th, Ryan has charted a different path. A heavy social media user. Even before the Capitol riot, she has used her newfound notoriety to grow her followers and gain more of a foothold in the right-wing media ecosystem echo chamber that backs former President Trump's claims of election fraud. I think it was clear based on her postings on social media that she was quite interested in using this event on January 6th to further her personal and business goals, said Seamus Hughes, a deputy director of the program on extremism at George Washington University, who has closely tracked the Capitol riot cases. But Ryan's push for fame has cost her. Her 60-day sentence is among the most severe for Capitol defendants who were not accused of engaging in violent or vandalism. She's gotten a lot more attention in the media, I think, both because she wanted it. Yeah, you kind of begged for it, didn't you, Insurrectionist Barbie? And I think there's others that kind of want to push it, too. And so the question becomes, after 60 days, does she take basically a rock star status in the movement? Yeah, she'll be a half a Kyle Rittenhouse by then. Ryan's travails before and after January 6th have been well documented. She previously said that she flew by private jet to Washington for Trump's Stop the Steal rally after receiving an invitation via Facebook from a very cute guy. Well, that's all it takes, right? After attending the rally, she returned to her hotel room, but apparently the cute guy was busy but then headed towards the Capitol after seeing footage of the chaos on television. So she purposefully joined the riot after the fact. Like, hey, they're rioting. What about me? According to federal prosecutors and her own account, Ryan, who already had a large social media following, recorded herself saying she was going to war and ready to storm the Capitol. Prosecutors noted at her sentencing. I noted at my own sentencing because, you know, I had my own youthful indiscretions. I was literally charged with inciting a riot. And I know from my own admissions to the cops, you know, my written statement, if you will, they do hold those things against you in a court of law. She ultimately spent only 2 minutes inside the building. 2 minutes inside that building, 60 days in prison. Even as the chaos was unfolding around her, she took the opportunity to promote her business. Well, that a girl. Good entrepreneur, prosecutor said in their sentencing memo. You guys, will you believe this? Ryan said on her Facebook Live while inside the Capitol, according to the sentencing memo. I'm not messing around. When I come to sell your house, this is what I will do. I will effing sell your house. Classy with a K. On the Capitol steps, she declared that she was tired of paying taxes to crooks. Prosecutor said the memo, but she has not consistently paid her taxes over the years, according to the memo. And at the time, she owed $35,000 in back taxes. She settled her debt in April. Apparently, you better settle up before you end up in prison. They might garnish your commissary. Ryan pled guilty in August to a misdemeanor count of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol. For better or worse, you become one of the faces of January 6th. Insurrectionist Barbie. That's a sad life she's got. You know, doing a little social media post, being persecuted. You know, like the Jews in Germany. Come back with us. A fine guest. He is John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times locally. He's going to co-devil with me. You're going to want to stick around. It is a Tuesday, a traitorous Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
They can't talk about evil Jews, which is what they say, evil Jews.